Freeze Notice meteorologist Dan Hicks joins us on the phone this morning. Dan, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Doing great this morning.
Good. You have big plans for the holiday weekend?
No big plans. Maybe a little relaxation. Nothing major going on, though.
Spend a little time with some family?
That's right. That's right.
You got to have some good barbecue, right?
Well, it looks like good weather for being outside. If you like warm weather, certainly more like a 4th of July weekend, perhaps, than a Memorial Day weekend coming up the next 3 or 4 days.
Yeah, we're not going to tell folks to go out and boil an egg on the sidewalk or anything, but it's going to be a little warmer than normal this time of the year.
That's right. Normal highs right now are in the upper 70s, mid to upper 70s across southwest Iowa, and will certainly be well above that. It looks like upper 80s, low 90s, fairly common through the holiday weekend. You know, record highs for this time of year are mostly up in the 90s now. There may be a few spots that are up around record levels the next 2 or 3 days, and even into next week, it looks like this above normal temperature pattern will continue. Not a lot of rain in the forecast. We have a weak system moving through Iowa today. Got a couple of spotty thundershowers along the Missouri border and up in far northern Iowa, but it looks like rainfall today would be spotty, and tomorrow and Sunday, again, maybe a pop-up thunderstorm, but certainly if you have outdoor activities planned, it looks like a lot of the time is going to be dry.
What about on Monday? We have a lot of areas that will be having Memorial Day services and observances, especially late Monday morning. Will the weather be pretty neat for those?
Well, I think right now it looks okay. The chances for some thunderstorms will probably increase, especially Monday afternoon and Monday evening as another system comes in from the northwest. But at least right now, the morning hours here in the Atlantic area probably will be dry. That system coming in from the west will trigger some thunderstorms, especially later Monday and into Tuesday and Wednesday. That looks like the next chance for any significant rain across the state.
Yeah, it looks like if folks are going to be outdoors for any length of time, though, they probably want to find some shade.
Well, that's true. The temperature's up around 90, and dew points will be, you know, high enough you can feel the humidity, but not oppressive like summertime, but certainly 60s dew points. So a warm weekend coming up across the region, plenty of sunshine, it looks like, and where thunderstorms do occur, pretty minimal. I think that a great majority of the time staying dry.
Those that suffer seasonal allergies, will that be an issue this weekend?
Well, I would imagine so. You know, with the warm conditions we've had recently, the vegetation has been growing very quickly, and I have to think if you have spring allergies that maybe some of those are reaching their peak right now. This would be the time of year when, you know, many of the flowers, weeds, plants are flowering. So I would imagine if you do suffer those, this weekend may be a problem for you.
I've heard a lot of people lamenting lately that it just seems like we went straight from winter into summer and kind of skipped right over spring. Was it just a matter of it kind of seemed like it was kind of in between for a long time there at the tail end of winter?
Well, we did, and you know, we're looking at some statistics. April was one of the coolest on record in Iowa, and of course May has been well above normal. Not sure how it's going to finish, but certainly well up on the list of warmest Mays. If you look at that turnaround from April to May, it's probably one of the biggest turnarounds we've ever seen here in Iowa, from the below normal temperatures in April to the above normal temperatures in May. So you're right that we had what felt like winter conditions for quite a bit of April until the very end of the month, and then we've seen these more summer-like temperatures in May. So that in-between time, which very often is the nicest time of the year, we haven't seen a lot of that.
No, that's true. And you talked about rain kind of being, you know, a few spotty chances here and there, but rainfall overall, it seems like, has been decent enough to make it a good growing season.
So far it has. I was looking at some rainfall data for the local area here, and it looks like May rainfall in northern Cass County, Audubon County, eastern Shelby County, western Guthrie County. Those are the areas where it looks like May amounts have been above normal. But if you travel, especially south of Atlantic, down toward the Missouri border, amounts have been below normal. I think that, in general, southern Iowa has been seeing the least amount of rain, northern Iowa the most amount. So there's certainly areas in the southern part of Iowa, Missouri, Illinois, that need rain. And with the weather pattern coming up, limited rainfall and these above-normal temperatures, we're probably going to see that need for rain, you know, gradually increase over the central and southern Midwest over the next few weeks. But I don't think anybody in Iowa is hurting exceptionally bad right now, but some of those southern counties could certainly use a nice rain here in the near future.
Yeah, we didn't have a tremendous amount of snow here in our part of the world this winter. It was relatively spread out what we did have. But, you know, those folks in northern Iowa, yeah, they seemed like they were still getting snow into April. They should be pretty good on their soil moisture.
Well, they are. In fact, you know, the late season snow and the cool temperatures and then some rain on top of that, that strip across northern Iowa, southern Minnesota, they were some of the slowest on corn and bean planting, whereas farther south, things progress quickly. But you're right, northern Iowa, some soil moisture amounts are above normal if you look at the top 4 or 5 feet, but as you move south, they're less. And that area south of I-80 is where you find areas where soil moisture is below normal for this time of year.
Yeah, it's all in all, it looks like, around here anyway, a relatively a good start to the growing season. I've seen a lot of plants poking out of the ground pretty well already.
Well, with these warm temperatures, if you've got plenty of soil moisture, I have to think that the crops are, you know, growing very quickly with these above normal temperatures, and you know that that trend will continue. Hopefully, we'll see some rain in some of these drier areas of the central and southern Midwest before too long, because with this temperature pattern like this, of course, you know, that need for rain is going to gradually increase over the next couple of weeks.
You bet. You were telling me earlier this morning that it doesn't really feel like a Memorial Day holiday so much.
Well, that's true. You know, looking at the temperatures, it's more typical of midsummer. You know, our normal highs here in Atlantic, I think, peak out around 87 or 88 in July. Right now, we're, you know, going to be running about 10 to 12 degrees above that through the holiday weekend. So, yeah, summer is starting early across nearly all the central and eastern U.S.
Yeah, so whatever you're doing this weekend, whether it be with family or friends out in the yard, if it's outdoors, perhaps taking in one of the observances on Monday, kind of, I guess, weather-wise, treat it like 4th of July.
That's true. No problems with chilly weather. No jackets needed this coming holiday weekend.
Yeah, more bug spray than jackets. Who knew?
That's right.
All right. Well, hey, Dan, thank you so much. I appreciate it. The best to you and your family here this weekend.
You're welcome. Thank you. Same to you.
You bet. Appreciate it very much. That's Dan Hicks from the Freeze Notice Weather Center there in Des Moines.